Hello, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is the 13th in my series of 20 essential business startup tips, and it's an important one. It's to do with finance, but I'm going to ask you the question, how much can you earn? And by that, I mean, how much can you reasonably expect to earn with the number of hours you can work? It's very easy to be optimistic and imagine the thousands of pounds rolling in, but a sanity check is very useful here, especially if your business is providing a service. I'm going to ask you a question. How many weeks are there in a year? 52. But will you be working all those weeks? Employees are entitled to 28 days holiday if the employee works 5 days a week, so you might reasonably want the same. But let's assume you'll take those 5 weeks. Now you're looking at 47 working weeks each year. And how many days in a week? That's right, 5. You may work weekends, but you probably won't want to assume you're saying a complete goodbye to friends and family for a year. So 47 weeks times 5 days a week equals 235 working days in which to earn your money. Let's assume then that you'll work for 8 hours a day. That's 235 days times 8 equals 1,880 hours over the year. However, not all of those hours will actually be cash productive hours where you're earning something. The time you spend marketing, on the phone, talking to potential customers, going through those mounds of emails, ordering materials, squinting at your bank statements, and getting your ads in the press, it's all time invested in making more money in the future. But they're activities that don't actually bring in the cash now. So let's assume that half your time will be spent on these activities that are vital to any business. It may actually be far more. So 1,880 hours minus 940 hours equals 940 hours. And how much are you going to charge per hour? Take a look back at the personal survival budget that I strongly urged you to complete when you were covering step 12. Imagine that you had realised that you needed £10,000 a year just to stand still. That means you'd be earning £10.65 for every productive hour. And that's £10.65 profit. That means £10.65 after the costs of the business are accounted for and you've paid your income tax and national insurance. If your business, say, is costing £20,000 a year to run, adding up rent, rates, heat, light, marketing materials, computers, travel, raw materials, training and so on, then you as the business owner need to earn £30,000 a year just to continue in your current lifestyle. That's £32 for each productive hour. If you need £32 per hour and you're charging people £25 per hour, your lifestyle will get worse rather than better. It's not advisable to use these figures as a way of working out what your hourly charge is going to be. Your hourly charge needs to reflect the value that your service offers to your customers. It may well be worth £50 or £100 an hour, but it's advisable to work out what your minimum charge needs to be just to keep your head above water. That way you won't be tempted to pitch your prices too low, and you'll have a benchmark against which you can measure what your business is really earning. I'm Julie Stanford, and you've been listening to my 13th tip, lucky this one rather than unlucky, in my series of 20 essential business startup tips. And I know we're covering the difficult part of finance, where it's the cold light of day information about what you actually have to earn. In the next step, we're going to be looking at who do you need to inform, and that's aimed at UK businesses. So if you're listening to this from outside the UK, I would suggest that you go past that tip and move to tip 16, spreading the word. Thank you for listening.